Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Talk about in this episode faith, your faith, the Israelites' faith. I will talk about who you are, who you belong to, and what you are to do according to your faith, which I have been talking about for a little while now. First of all, the spokesperson throughout the Bible has a word for you, Israelites. That word comes from Exodus 18, verse 19. He says to you, hearken now to my voice. Be attentive to his voice. Be attentive to what he has to say. He says to you, God shall be with thee. The Israelites, according to their faith, have looked for God for quite some time now. Their looking for God has not been in vain, for their God has come. He has come in the person of the man, the doer of all things, Tommy L. Hart. So, what are you to do? And I know I've been talking about this all along, because it's all about you. You, your faith, who you are, who you belong to, and your duties. That's what the Book of Faith is about. So it's about you. Your God, of course. So let's get going. Yes, he says, God shall be with thee. Now, you can mark that statement, God shall be with thee, as fulfilled. Now, he's already told you to hearken. Pay good attention. Have a listening ear. And have the attitude of wanting to learn, wanting to know your faith. This is a great thing, that the predictions in the Bible are being fulfilled in this day and time. I'm not talking about no religious talk, any religious talk or anything like that. I'm talking about reality. Reality. The predictions in the Israelites' Book of Faith, the Israelites' Supreme Book of Governance, these things, many of them are true, and I hope those things which have to do with you, as far as your duties and responsibilities, I hope you be attentive, hearken, take heed, and apply yourself to do those things that you are responsible for doing. This is the faith of our ancestors. This is truly great. It's an everlasting faith. This is wonderful. Predictions, Bible predictions, coming true in this day and time. God being with you on the earth, where you can see him, you can hear his voice, you can know him. The God that the Bible talks about. Obviously, these things are not to be taken lightly. Not at all. Not at all. We Israelites, we Hebrews, are an intelligent people. We must show ourselves to be intelligent. If we cannot follow instructions meant for us, then I don't know what to say about us. Follow instructions. Follow your instructions. This is talk about your faith. It is talk about you. It is talk about your ancestors. It is talk about your faith, your very own faith, Israelites. This is a wonderful thing. You don't have to have the religion. You don't even need the religion of anyone else. Your faith is not a religion. Your faith is not a religious faith. Your faith is a real faith. Did you hear that? Your faith is a real faith. Your God is a real God. He is talked about throughout the Bible. You are a real people. You are talked about throughout the Bible. Real things, real people, real doings, real applications, real instructions, solid, sound instructions, solid, sound advice. No wonder he says, hearken to me now. Hearken to my voice. Hearken to the voice of the speaker. Now, he tells you one thing. He tells you to hear the voice of the Lord. That's many times in the Israelites' Book of Faith. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord has come. He is here. Your duty is to hear his voice. Your duty is to respond positively to him. Your duty is to obey. Obey who? Obey what? Obey the Lord your God. And in so doing, you will be obeying your faith. Easy, isn't it? Isn't it? Real easy. Doable instructions. Hear the voice of the Lord. When he comes, he makes himself known. I have made myself known to you. Hear his voice. He gives you the references from which he speaks. You can read along with him in your book of faith. Your book of faith. Israelites, the book is about you. The book is yours. I'm talking about the Authorized Version Bible, commonly known as King James, King James Version. This book is about you. So, hearken. Take heed. Forget the foolishness and take heed. Let me move on. God is with thee. Make sure you make a note of that, which is said in Exodus 18:19, God shall be with thee, that God is with you. And I have made myself known, and I have given you the proof of all things. Needless to say, all things are very important in your book of faith. And when I speak of your book of faith, I'm talking about the Authorized Version Bible at this time. Your book of faith can be put into another book, you know, and call your book of faith, but it comes directly from the Authorized Version Bible. The Israelites' Supreme Book of Governance. These things come directly from your book of faith, the Authorized Version Bible. All things. Your book of faith tells you about all things so that you can know what all things are. I have told you several, if not many, times. All things are very important to you because they are about God so that you can know him when you hear his voice. Now, you have to apply yourself. You can't just listen to my voice like in one episode and remember stuff. I have over 300 episodes of this Lawmaster program. Over 300. In this episode, I'm going to give you duties which you are to do. I'm going to speak about who you are. I'm going to speak about who you belong to. So that narrows the stuff down. Now, you are responsible for all the information that is in these over 300 episodes. You are responsible to know. Now, well, let's be clear and let's be fair. You may not need to know every detail that I know, but it is my responsibility to give you all the details. Now, if it is my responsibility to give you the details, then obviously your responsibility is to actually know the details, okay? But knowing the details, knowing all the details comes with time, okay? Study. Study. Study what? Study Lawmaster. Study from Lawmaster's archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. I've said that many times. I say it on Twitter, in my tweets. Go to Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. You can't build anything without knowledge. Okay? You are a nation of people, Israelites. You are an official, listen to me carefully, you are an official nation. Who says so? This book, the Bible, says so. God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, says so. You are a people. You are a nation. You have a name. Your name is Israelites. You are Hebrews. All Israelites are Hebrews. Okay, Israelites, knowing that first, the Lord is with you. and that you have a responsibility to know these things, to look for these things, to receive these things. God has come. That, I don't know whether wonderful really describes it. God has come. God is here. And are you still playing church? I don't care what your religion is. Are you still playing church and religious games? Things that don't amount to anything? The Bible says, forsake the foolish. Go in the way of understanding and live. Forsake the foolish, live, and go in the way of understanding. The way of understanding is this which I speak to you. It's the way of your faith, Israelites. It's the way of your belief that comes from your ancestors. This is wonderful. Nobody else cares for these things. Understand me. Why? Because they apply to you. They, for the most part, don't apply to any other group of people. The Lord is the God of the Israelites. The Bible's Lord is the God of the Israelites. The Gentiles, they disregard it. Why? Because it's not them. So they don't teach that information in church or in religion at all. Because they are not Israelites. The church has lied to black people. The Gentiles have set black people off on a false trip. A trip of looking in the sky, some pie in the sky or something, somewhere. When all you need is here. In the book, which God, the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, looks in the book and sees these things and present them to you. That's the order. You don't look in the book. You haven't done it yet. No one else has done it. No one else has looked in the book and has seen these things that I present to you. No one else has done that. It wasn't their duty to do it. They could not do it. I know one thing for certain. No one else has done it. I, the Lord, your God, come, and I'm doing it. I'm showing you, I'm bringing to your remembrance your faith. That's what I'm doing. The Bible says a book of remembrance was written for them. Moving on. So God is with you. Psalm 79:13 says, so we, thy people, listen to this, who are you? So we, thy people, will give thee thanks forever. Giving God thanks, not something you think is up in the sky somewhere, but God who is right here on earth talking to you. The Bible's God is a man. Is a man. Nothing else can come down, nothing else other than a man can come and say, hey, look at these things in the Bible. I tell you this, nothing else has done it. But this man, Tommy L. Hart, your God, has come and he is doing it. He is carrying out the commandments for him, intended for him, that are in the AZB. That's real, people. That's real. Carrying out the commandments. No spirit has done these things. Nothing. The Lord God does these things. He looks in the book and he says, oh, they're talking to me. They're telling me what to do. They're telling me what they want to do in accordance with their faith. In accordance with the Israelites' faith. And I say, okay, I do these things. Actually, the things that I do that are actually commanded me to do in the Bible, I do before I see that they are in the Bible. When I look in the Bible, I look and see, and I say, wow, I've done that, and yet it's telling me to do it, and I've already done it. I do things, and then I realize from the book that the commandment is given already in the book, but I do them without knowledge of the commandment being in the book. Later on, I see that, hey, this is in the book, but I've already done it. Okay. So we are his people. Knowing your faith, knowing your God. We are his people. Where is it? So we, thy people, will give thee thanks forever for the things that God has done. And God has a name. His name is Tommy L. Hart, according to the Book of Faith, according to the AVB, and according to the Israelite Supreme Book of Governors. God has a name. That's why they ask for his name in the Bible. Ask me, what is your name? They couldn't tell. They didn't have knowledge of my name. Well, when he comes, his name is going to be Tommy L. Hart. No, they didn't know that. And they did not try to act like they knew it. But they did a wise, simple thing. They put it in the book. They put the question several times, if not many times, throughout the AVB, asking, what is your name? So what does that tell me? That's my duty to give my name. It's my duty to provide my name to you, all people, but especially to the Israelites, his own people, God's own people. Yes, God have a name. You have a name. Before, I was saying black people. You know, I was saying black people. But I found out, according to the book, the Israelite Supreme Book of Governors, that black people have a name, and that name is Israelites. They are Israelites, and as I've said before, all Israelites are Hebrews. This is from your book of records. You have a lot of things, don't you? You have a book of records. You have a book of remembrance. You have a Supreme Book of Governors. You have a book of faith. You have many things, all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things, everything, the things that pertain to you, the Israelites, and your God. Yes, you have a name, and your God has a name. And I am to provide my name when I come. I'm here, I provide my name. I answer their question. I tell them my name. Doesn't that make sense? It makes sense, okay? And you are, and I've shown you these things that I have done. And according to your book of faith, your people have already said for you, you are to continue your ancestors' faith. So we, thy people, will give thee who? God. What's his name? Tommy L. Hart. Thanks forever. For the wonderful, other verse, for the wonderful works he has done. For the things he has done. Okay, you should know who you are, Israelites. You should know who you belong to. Your book of faith says, we are the Lord's. Place it says in Joshua, we will serve the Lord. You belong to the Lord. What's his name? Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God, says your book of faith. And who is the Lord? The Lord is Tommy L. Hart. And who does your book of faith say the Lord is? It says twice in one verse. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. The Bible, your supreme Book of Governors, says exactly what it means. God is the Lord who has shown us light, knowledge. I'm showing you the knowledge of yourselves, the knowledge of your ancestors, the knowledge of your faith, the knowledge of your God. Take heed, hearken to my voice. So this is a long way from religion, a long way. A long way. Okay. So, now, there's a statement, so we thy people will give thanks to thee, talking directly to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, forever. We will give thanks to thee forever. So they put a commandment to it. They put an ordinance with that. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, be thankful to him. That's a commandment to you. That's your duty. Your responsibility is to give thanks to the Lord. That's one of your duties. Be thankful to him. That's a commandment. That's an ordinance. Okay? So, the law is a part of your faith. Christianity puts down your law. Get out of Christianity. Christianity puts down your law. Gentiles hate you. They hate your law. If they didn't hate you, they wouldn't have enslaved you. They wouldn't have you still labeled to them as captives to this very day if they didn't hate you. If they didn't hate you, they wouldn't tell you lies and give you a faith built on lies, a faith consisting of nothing but lies if they didn't hate you. I don't care what they do. Your book of governance says they hate you, and I'm not going into that today. I've talked on that. Again, check out Lawmaster's Archives. All you can do an episode a day. So if you want to take 2 days reviewing an episode, then do an episode, a different episode every other day. But do it. Do it. For this is yours. This is your faith, the faith of your ancestors. Keep your covenant. Let me move on. Okay, be thankful to him. That's a commandment. Psalm 100, verse 3, we are his people. Psalm 79, 13 says, so we thy people, talking directly to me. And Psalm 103 says, we are his people. Okay, that's who you are. You are Israelites. You are the people of the living Lord, your God. Now, your book of faith and your book of governance calls me your Lord and your God. Okay? That cannot be changed. It's written. Time is going. So, Psalm 105, verses 1 through 2 says, let me turn to it. Psalm 105 says this, oh, give thanks to the Lord. You can interpret it as this because it's so real. Oh, give thanks to the man, Tommy L. Hart, maker of all things, doer of all things, because that's the Lord's name, Tommy L. Hart. Don't forget that. The Lord in the Bible has a name on earth, and that name is Tommy L. Hart. You have a name, Israelites. Live up to your name. Live up to your name. Be proud of who you are, Israelites, Hebrews, proud of who you are. To be a Christian for you is to be a lie, is to be a murderer, is to be an enslaver. To be a Christian is to hold innocent people in captivity in perpetuity. Be proud of who you are. You are Israelites. You are the people of the Lord, your God. Tommy L. Hart declares your book of faith. I love the book of faith. I am an Israelite. I love the Israelites' book of faith. I love the Israelites' supreme book of governance. I love the Israelites' book of remembrance. I love those things that are ours. So should you. So would any intelligent people. They would love their own and not that of another. Oh, give thanks to the man, Tommy L. Hart, maker of all things, the Lord your God. That's your faith. I didn't write it. I'm just presenting it to you. Your ancestors wrote these things. These things stem from your ancestors. They come from your ancestors. And you should follow them. That's what the book is for. What the statement says in your book of faith, it says, those things that are written or were written, talking about the old things written in the AVB, were written for our learning. Who's learning? The Hebrews learning. So you have to be taught by a Hebrew. God is a Hebrew. God is an Israelite. The Gentiles are not going to teach you these things. The Gentiles do all they can to make you not see these things and not do these things, not take heed to these things. They do all they can, Israelites. Listen to me well. They do all they can. They'll tell you God is a spirit. That statement is in the Bible, but the question is this. Is the Bible's God a spirit? The Bible's God is Tommy L. Hart. Is Tommy L. Hart a spirit? Tommy L. Hart is a man. This man, not this spirit, this man is the great power having the designation of God, says your book of faith and your book of supreme governance. Supreme book of governance. Gentiles do not want you to know these things. You are captives to them. God has come to make you free. You follow his word, the word of Tommy L. Hart, and you be free. I've told you what to do with regard to your salvation. Do it. It's your life. Do it. Now, it's your life, yes. Now, the question is this. Is your life your own? Your book of faith says you are not your own. Your book of faith says they gave themselves first to the Lord. You are given to the Lord, people. That's why your people speak to me, calling me Lord in the Bible and God. Okay, so you know who you are. You're Israelites. You know who you belong to. You belong to the Lord. One statement that I think I referenced it earlier says, we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's what? We are his people. We are the Lord's servants. That's Israelites. They are the Lord's people. They are the servants of the Lord. The Lord has a name, just like they have a name, Israelites. The Lord has a name, Tommy L. Hart. And it's my duty to tell you and give you my name. Your faith asks for my name. Your faith requires my name. That's Bible fact. That's indisputable. Your faith requires that I give you my name. Okay? Yes, you are Israelites. You have a God, Tommy L. Hart. You have all things. He has given them to you. Be thankful for the things that the Lord has done for you. He's granted you salvation. I have already granted you salvation. take heed, obey my word. Go to Lawmaster's archives and find out what is said about salvation, your salvation. Because in the Gentiles' lands, you are captives. That means you are captives wherever you go, until you come to the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. So, give thanks to the Lord. We walk by faith. We walk by faith. By faith, we know that the man, Tommy L. Hart, is the God of the Israelites. He's the God of the Hebrews. He's the God of the Israelites. Israelites are Hebrews. Okay? You know about the covenant. I've told you about the covenant. Walk in the light of your fire. Your covenant is the fire. Walk in light of your covenant. Do the things you have agreed to. Yes. By way of your ancestors, you have agreed. You've already said you are the Lord's. You've already said the Lord, he is our God. You've already said by your faith that we will serve the Lord, our God, and his voice we will obey. Do it. Do what you have said. In the United States, the people living, the citizens of the United States today did not write their constitution. But they are to abide by their constitution, aren't they? They did not write the constitution, those Gentiles who are alive today. Constitution, according to them, was written many years ago. Your faith, but they have to abide by it. It is their law, the law of the land. Same thing for you and your faith. Your covenant, you have to abide. You didn't write it. I didn't write it. But we have to abide by your covenant. We have to abide by your faith, which is the law applicable to you, Israelites. Let nobody tell you Bible, the law is no more this and that and all like that. Christianity tells lies. I've been through that. You know, you can get all of that from Lawmaster Archives. I've talked about all that in earlier episodes, obviously. Okay, so let's get going. I've got to end. Give thanks to him, the Lord your God. Show forth his salvation, his wonders. Show forth his salvation. That's a commandment. You have to know what I've said. Go to Lawmaster Archives to find out. His wonders, he is great. That's what your book of faith says. Know his truth. Psalm 100, verse 5. His truth endures to all generations. Teach his truth to your children. And your children teach it, or to teach it to their children, and so on and so on. Okay? The Lord our God is holy. The Israelites have said in Psalm 99, verse 9. And in Psalm 77, verse 12. We have an attitude statement that you should possess. It says, I will meditate also of all thy work. Still talking to me, dear God, and talk of thy doings. Do you talk of my work in a positive way, in a loving way, in a way of obedience? Do you talk of my works, meaning do you talk of all things? Do you talk of the Lord your God? Do you talk of your faith? Do you talk about the things I teach to other people? Do you talk about the things I teach to other people? You have a duty to do that, okay? I will meditate also of all thy work. Go to Lawmaster's Archives to find out all my works and talk of thy doings. That's the attitude you should have. Do that which you should do. Don't withdraw in doing the things you are supposed to do, you are required to do by your faith. Don't withdraw from it. Don't retreat. Let this be your mantra. We will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and house of the Lord your God. You can personalize a statement by saying this: I will serve the Lord my God, Tommy L. Hart. But as a group, we will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. Now therefore, Joshua 24:14, now therefore, fear the Lord, reverence the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Walk to the beat of your faith, my people. Finally, be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Walk to the beat of your own faith. Walk in light of your own fire. Walk in compliance with your own covenant. Live your own faith. Love the Lord your God and respect his words. One, the words he has showed you, and two, the words he has showed you, which are good for you to do, to know, and do that which is applicable to you. Join me on Twitter. Visit Lawmaster's Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, and join me next time.